Well, the summer continues. I've just got back from 6 weeks in Brittany with my wife on Constance, our boat, and it's been astonishing for awful weather. I can't believe this is what they've called a summer, really, and I expect many people have had the same experience. In fact, everybody in our part of Europe. We're away for 6 weeks, and on only 4 days did it not rain. I know that because I've got them logged. It was such an unusual thing when it didn't rain that we put it in the logbook. So, having got home from that, I've been picking up the pieces for the last week, writing pretty frantically to catch up. We even went away for a couple of days in Reggie, the good old Bentley from 1949, just to rattle our souls a bit and decide there was still a bit of fun left in life. So that was good. But now, tomorrow, I'm getting on an aeroplane at Heathrow with Dan, my daughter's partner, and we're flying out to Iceland, where we're joining an old mate of ours, Ian McGilvery, to sail to Greenland in Ian's boat. Ian bought this boat a couple of years ago. I think he found it on eBay, I'm not quite sure. I know he didn't pay much money for it, but since then he has been absolutely taking the boat to pieces and rebuilding her. And he's best equipped to do that of any man I know. He has his own little boatyard on the River Itchen with a workshop that's got everything in it that any man could ever ask. And he's had the engine out, which is a Gardner, a proper five-cylinder fishing boat Gardner. He's ripped that out. He's put it back in again, having rebuilt it. All the tanks have been out and replaced. All the piping is new, all the valves. It's a thing of beauty. The bottom of the engine room, you could eat your dinner off it. All the pumps are new. The steering's been rebuilt. I've never seen a man do such a fine job on a boat. And the great thing is, he hasn't been spending his time tarting her up and putting fancy cushions in. He's done the absolute business that a boat needs so that the boat's not going to let us down. He's also rebuilt the rig. And what is this boat? Well, actually, she's an early model Fisher 37. That's really a motor sailor. And such she is. She's got a big rig, though. There were various sizes of rig in these early boats, and she's got the biggest one. She's also got a great big propeller to drive her with that huge engine. And she's got the early shape of wheelhouse. The modern Fisher boats have a little tiny fishing boat type wheelhouse at the aft end with a reverse sloping windscreen. But this boat, Eleanor, does not have that. She's got a house in the middle. And in there we shall sit, and God willing, we'll be warm. Ian's organised ducted air. He's got a couple of stoves in there, one forward and one aft, and he's even organised a blown air system onto the windscreen so that we'll be able to stay inside and not get too cold. So, Ian's gone up to Iceland. He's made a good trip of it. Dan and I are flying up to. Oh, excuse me. Did a big speech last night, and my voice is a bit hoarse now. Dan and I are flying out to Iceland tomorrow morning early. We climb on board, and then we wait and see what the weather's got to bring for us. The plan is to sail north towards Scoresby Sound, which is a place of legend, a place I've long wanted to go, and a place which for time immemorial has been almost impenetrable for yachts. The great Bill Tilman had a go at it and couldn't get in because of the ice. But now it's a different world. The last time I made a pass at Greenland was 30 years ago, and I couldn't get in either. I was trying to get into the southwestern fjords, and the ice had come round the southern tip at Cape Farewell and had been driven in there by a series of southwesterly gales that had gone on for 3 weeks, and there was no access. There's no chance whatever of getting in. Well, now, with the changing climate, everything is different, and we think there's every chance of making Scoresby Sound. However, the weather is absolute rubbish. I feel as if I'm a bit of a Jonah, actually, at the moment, having had this awful weather, with the lows coming right across here, and it's been beautiful up in Iceland. I've been watching the weather up there, big high over Greenland, exactly what you want, and today there's a low going up the Denmark Strait between Iceland and Greenland that you could walk across the isobars on. An absolute shocker. And Ian's just texted me that he's doubled up his shoreline. So it looks as if it's going to be back to the salt mines. I shall go to the airport and buy a large bottle of malt whiskey. I shall encourage Dan to do the same. And we'll arrive on board to do what sailors always do in port when they're waiting for a better weather. But 30 years ago, I sat for 3 weeks in Reykjavik waiting for the weather to break so we could make a pass at Greenland, and I hope we do better this time. We'll be there for a month. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to post something while I'm away, but I doubt it, so I'll be in touch when I get back. Spare a thought for us, with the ice and the bears and everything else up there, and say a little prayer that we get better weather. Meanwhile, fair winds to all hands. Talk to you soon. So long.